I trade freight services in association with Who1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Dr. Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Dr. Who podcast, episode 263. I'm Adam and... Here's Debbie Melrose.
Well, here's to the first fridge.
Andy Nunny.
What about another drink?
Mary Lang.
Remember, we are here only as observers. We must not interfere with the course of progress or try to accelerate man's achievement or progress.
And Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
Is your name Ian?
Yes, this week we're going to be looking at the Romans. Deja vu. Now, who wasn't here for the last time we did the Romans?
It's been almost a year.
Is it?
Yeah, it's,
well,
yeah.
I wouldn't have been.
I was here.
Were you? You shouldn't have admitted that, Debbie, because I would have provided you with questions instead of answers for the quiz.
Must have been early days. How long have you been?
I think this was one of my first ones.
Yeah?
First couple of weeks. So I was still very excitable and all over the place.
Well, I just wanted, just wondering whether we should try and sort of prime our listeners into actually getting off their behinds and sort of contributing more to the show.
Like, well, it was my fault this week because I forgot to post the thing on Facebook.
You're normally doing it. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever.
We're a bit worried because we sort of dragoon them into actually being on the show, don't we, Andy?
We do indeed, yes, yeah.
So, yeah. So I think we should have an idea. People should sort of record their impressions of the team.
No.
I really want to hear everybody's impression of Kirby. And their renditions, shut up, their renditions of the theme tune to this show. Now, come on, everybody. Otherwise, I'm not going to do any more shows for 2 weeks. No, not the theme tune to the quiz, the theme tune to the show.
Okay.
So, yes. Right then, this week we're going to be looking at the Romans, like I said, and it begins with the TARDIS sort of falling over. Essentially. Oh, I forgot something.
Hold on.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought. I forgot something. Yeah, I forgot to open up this can of Stella.
Oh,
there we go.
You mean the TARDIS model, the little techie TARDIS model?
It's generally a model, Mary.
Yeah, but this is a really tacky one.
It's particularly tacky, this one.
Really picky.
It's only a model.
Yeah. Anyway, so Ian is stereotypically lying on his back, eating grapes in a sort of strange sort of way. Slightly camp, actually. And the Doctor looks really good in his sort of... costume. Well, I think he does. I don't care what you lot think. And again, it's one of those instances where you wish it was in colour. So I know there are photographs available, and I know Kirby's probably going to find them, and he's probably going to post them on the 20 megabyte group.
I've got some lined up, actually.
Oh, okay, then I won't bother.
I love to see the colour.
I had just opened up another tab to start looking.
Oh, great. There you go. That's going to slow you down. We're going to have share.
It's going to go all wonky.
Yeah, share's going to be a long way. Let's talk about the sound and speed of everything. And my new Mac arrives in the next few days. I'm quite looking forward to that. That should improve
your
things.
New Mac?
Yeah, my new Mac. It's been raining quite a lot here.
I'm going to say, keep you dry, that won't it?
Okay.
No, it actually is a new Mac here. So it's got 16 gigabytes of memory, whereas this one's got 4 gigabytes. And it's got 3 terabyte hard drive, whereas this one's got 1 terabyte hard drive. And it's brand spanking new.
Wow. That's nice.
Mm. And I could probably buy 6 regular PCs for the amount that you paid for it.
Yeah. But when the time I used to indulge in PCs, Kirby, after 3 years, they'd be dead, and I'd have to get another one. 3 years later, I've had this Mac. It's still going strong, and it'll still be used for editing photos, etc. And it'll probably still go on for many years after that, because it's a reliable piece of equipment, and that's why I bought a Mac. I was fed up with constantly having to replace my PCs, because they just gave up the ghost. I've got a pile of the blimmin' things here, which are sort of unusable. And unrecyclable, funny enough. Yeah, sorry.
So, Adam, this one of yours, then, because you've got more memory, does that make it a Big Mac?
It is a Big Mac. Yeah, it's because the one I'm currently using, is 21-inch screen. That's the other thing I forgot to mention. The one I'm using now is 21.5-inch screen. The new one's 27 inches.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes. So all the better for editing videos with. So, yeah, that's coming this week. Looking forward to that. And it looked really nice side by side with my old one and new one together. Big, little, large, little back, little Mac and Big Mac. Hey, Andy.
Indeed, yeah.
One anyway. More thing to plug into your assortment.
Which one's the quarter pounder?
I haven't weighed them yet. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, so the Doctor looks great in his costume. I don't know what we can really review with this one, because obviously we've already reviewed the episode in a previous episode of this podcast. But I just wanted to look at their costumes and things like that. There are some good aspects to the story. Yes, Debbie, sorry?
It'd be a good idea to review it a little bit. Because
I'm reviewing it a little bit. Very little bit. Anyway, so the Doctor and Ian are lounging around in the Roman villa while Barbara and Vicky go off to the town to do a bit of window shopping, really.
Master. Oh, originally, yes. Barbara and Tanny, because they had, when it was originally written, they had a different name for Vicky.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. And then that chap, a good friend of the Fourth Doctor's, comes out of the bushes with a great big knife. Now, this is a knife! Sorry, I'm not on the best Paul Hogan impression, but... yeah, and then he goes back into the bushes again while a couple of slave traders, one of the which has actually got a very modern look, the one with the beard. I thought that's really a real current 2015 hairdo. What do you think, Debbie?
I thought he looked very up to date.
He did. That's what I meant.
I'm just agreeing with you.
Yeah, I should hope so too. they overhear, or somebody overhears Barbara mentioning Londinium, and they decide they're going to have the two girls as that's what she said, have the two girls as slaves. Meanwhile, the bloke who was playing some music in the square at the time decides he's had enough, goes off up the road, and then gets killed by the Fourth Doctor's good friend. I think it was called Drax, wasn't it, Kirby?
No, I don't know.
You don't know. Hey, everybody, hang on. This is an amazing moment in the history.
His name is Scarus.
20 megabyte. What?
The assassin was called Scarus.
No, I'm talking about the Fourth Doctor's good friend. But anyway, Kirby didn't know.
See, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, if you probably haven't seen the particular thing called The Key to Time, and a particular story called The Armageddon Factor, is that a Star Trek?
No, I have not seen that particular story.
Now, do you remember Andy saying that he positioned his microphone at the end of his nose so you couldn't hear him breathe?
Who's breathing again? The Windstrong.
Andy.
Not me.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
you.
It is.
No, it's not. I'm fine. Listen.
Yes, that's you.
That is definitely you.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, it's not. No, it's snot.
You're the only one.
This is me breathing.
Yes, that's you.
That's you.
Goodness sake. Right, can I carry on now?
Can't blooming wing, can I?
No.
Okay, so I suppose I'm going to have to look
where
up
did we get up to?
I've seen most of The Key to Time, but I haven't seen that one and the one with the giant squid.
Yes. Is it called Armageddon Factor? Because there's a Star Trek called with Armageddon in the title. I always get the two mixed up. Anyway, yes. The Doctor...
And Armageddon sick of it.
Oh, yeah. Don't fight Adam.
Yes, anyway, he was Drax in that. I think it was Drax. If I'm wrong, I don't care. Because the Doctor Who podcasts aren't here to correct me anymore. Well, no, that's something getting mixed up with them and the other podcast. What was I called? Never mind. Podshock, that's it. Yeah, hey, I'm rambling. I'm moving on.
So?
Yes. Shush, let me concentrate. I've completely lost my train of thought. Sorry?
What is new?
Don't be cheeky. Don't be cheeky. Right. What was it talking about? Oh, yes. Armageddon Factor, Drax, right. So he provided...
Yes, Barry Jackson.
Yes, him.
He's had enough time to find him.
His character was the one who gave the Doctor his first nickname other than the Doctor.
Oh!
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. His nickname in college or whatever it was? It was, he said, oh, your nickname was Thetis Minor or something like that. I can't remember.
Smelly.
Pardon? Smelly?
Smelly.
Anyway, back to Doctor Who.
Theta Sigma, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, that's Gallifreyan for Smelly.
Yes, that one. Theta Sigma. God's sake.
I mean, that's what I've named my my phone, but I knew that it was Doctor's nickname at some point, but I did not know that it was from that story because I haven't seen that story.
Okay, right. Are you too loud on the echo, by the way?
What?
Doesn't matter. Right, so Maximus Battalion gets murdered, brutally murdered by him. While Vicky and Barbara return to the villa. And then the Doctor decides he's had enough, he's too bored, and he's going to go off into Rome. And Vicky says, oh, can I come? Can I?
please. Yeah. Yeah, please take me. Yeah.
That's what she said. But I'm talking about her going down into the... into Rome with the Doctor. So
that silliness with Ian's hair as well.
That was quite cute. I like that scene. Yeah, so it shows that they seem to have some sort of thing, don't they, them two?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is quite nice. It's subtle, but...
You know, until she clobbers him over the head with a vase, yeah.
So anyway, that sort of... The terrible fridge joke, which they had to do twice, which was a bit...
I know.
Yeah.
So
it was silly the first time.
Stupid the second. I'm getting the impression you didn't like this one. I don't remember if you liked it last time
quiet.
Or not.
I'll talk about that later.
Mm. I think
we had a new fridge today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a joke. Well, congratulations.
No,
congratulations. Yeah. So they get basically... kidnapped.
The other one wasn't freezing enough, so you had to let it go.
We did, yes.
Let it go.
Shut up! I have enough of that with Isabella.
But I can't hold it back anymore.
That's what she said. Anyway, back to Doctor Who. Ian and Barbara get kidnapped by the slave traders. The Doctor gets mistaken for Maximus Battalion because he finds the lyre in the bushes and picks it up. And a centurion comes along and says, ah, Maximus Battalion, come with me, etc., etc.
Yes.
So that's...
You knew it was going to get a bit more, a bit farcical. Because one of the lines he says is, Vicky keeps her eye on all the liars with a knowing wink.
Yes.
And that was it. Then you know it's just going to dissolve into Benny Hillisms and things like that.
Yes. I'd love to see someone put the Benny Hill music over some of those scenes with Barbara.
I searched for it on YouTube because I thought someone must have done it, but I couldn't find it. So
good. That means I'll have to do it then. Oh, you're going to do it, are you?
I'll try.
There we go. So the Doctor has a bit of fisticuffs with Barry Jackson, which is absolute brilliance. And again,
the Doctor's becoming a real action star now.
Yeah.
Well, all the fluffs while he was doing it, though, the Bill fluffs.
Yes.
Oh, he was, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you could smell him in the studio, couldn't you?
Lots of fluffs all through this.
Oh, please.
But yeah, brilliant. Again, he has, like I said, had, and it looks like the Open trophy is also sitting in the in that room. That's a golfing trophy, everybody. I know Andy will know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The Doctor had a fight in the previous episode, didn't he? If I remember.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So he's
this fragile, doddering old man with a bad back to, you know, now he's taking any comers, you know. And
I beg your pardon. Oh, I see what I mean. I do love this. That's the side to the first Doctor. I don't think it lasted very long. Yes.
Master. The slave buyer who the two guys sell. The two guys who sell Ian and Barbara to the slave buyer. The slave buyer is played by Edward Kelsey. Who I first heard of because he was Colonel K and Baron Silas Greenback on Danger Mouse.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, cool. Well spotted. So Barbara's knocked up and... Oh,
bloody hell. It's in the info.
Knocked up. Is she really? That's Ian, I was doing quite enthusiastic.
I was thinking of you then, Andy. That was just at the back of my mind.
Yes.
Anyway, she's locked up in a cell with somebody's a woman who's not particularly well, but she cares for the woman, and this attracts
she's
the attention
had a lot
of
someone. practice with Susan. She's been looking at somebody.
Yeah, it was almost an exact repeat of scenes we've seen so far with Susan.
Meanwhile, Ian is now rowing a boat with his newfound friend, whose name escapes me for the moment.
Delos,
as we call him in this country. Just because it ends in OS doesn't mean it's got an E on the end of it. Delos.
You mean Peter Diamond?
Yeah, he's a stuntman, wasn't he, if I remember right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. And
he was the Tusken Raider who attacked Luke Skywalker in the very first Star Wars.
Talking of Star Wars, I love the way you segued into the new trailer that's just recently
out. Wasn't that awesome?
What an exciting thing that is. Does it? Me and Isabella watched that just can't wait till December came. I went, December? Oh, but that's not that far away.
It's my birthday treat this year. Wondered what I was going to do now the Hobbit's finished. Ooh,
yeah, so it gives us an excuse to watch all six films leading up to going to watch it in the cinema in December.
Oh, fantastic.
It's
going to be good.
I'd skip the first three.
They're all good. I mean, in episodic order, not necessarily in release order.
Right. By the first three, I mean
the last three. That's
the three most recent ones made. Yeah,
I'll have to say they're all good.
Two and three, so I'd skip those.
They're all good.
Mm-hmm. Go straight to 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I can't wait. 4, 5, and 6.
Yep.
Yeah, so there's a new Skywalker by the looks of things. Son of Luke, or is it Son of Leia?
No, we don't. They haven't said who that is.
I reckon it's got to be a Skywalker. They can't not have an action hero Skywalker.
It's a shame they're not going with the books. The books are amazing. That follow on after Return of the Jedi.
You already know the story then. Well, I don't want to know. Let's move back to Doctor
Who. No, they're not following it at all.
No, they're not.
They've thrown them out.
Oh,
okay. Basically, they're doing their own thing, aren't they, Tom? Yes, there you go. Growl from Tom.
Sombi jalei malitanti tak makichisa jabamoni.
Shut up,
Kirby.
Over my dead body.
Shut up. Right, back to Doctor Who. It looks like Barbara, who's caring for this woman, has got some pervert peering through the bars of her cell.
Yeah.
But it turns out it's a Catholic priest. Oops.
He's got such a deep voice as well. Tarius.
And it's quite good, actually, obviously, knowing afterwards what he is. We don't know at this stage that he's a Christian. But obviously, knowing at the end of it, you go back and rewatch it, the character is actually quite an interesting character, probably one of the most interesting characters in the whole production.
And most of the time, all he does is comedy hissing.
Comedy hissing?
Yeah.
Or you mean like whispering and stuff?
Well, the way he's always trying to get the doctor's attention by going, psst.
All right.
Oh.
Anyway, Ian and Delos get involved in some sort of storm thing. And I do love the scenes in that boat. I think they really work quite well. I think the sets are really good.
I felt like I was watching Ben-Hur.
The buckets of water being thrown over everyone were quite good. Something I noticed about one of the people rowing, but I've lost that one.
That is quite an elaborate set. I mean, they did such a good job.
That's what I was alluding to, Kirby.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Listen up.
somehow I have a feeling that was just sitting around in storage at the BBC, and because they've probably done that sort of thing many times.
Hmm. You're probably right. Meanwhile,
in the TARDIS. The TARDIS is at the bottom of the ravine.
We get the first example of the Doctor and Vicky just missing Barbara or Ian or Barbara and Ian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is so well done all through this, the way they just miss each other.
And yes, it is a bit farcical, but it's really good. I don't care. Barbara gets bought by, what was the name of the Christian bloke?
Tavius.
I'm going to see you lot pay attention. just as Ian gets washed up on the shore. So he manages to survive.
And he just bangs two bricks together to get the shackle.
Yeah, and he winces as the pain
his
of the...
bricks are stronger than steel, yeah.
The steel being broken.
Yeah, those wrist cuffs that Ian had, they weren't really much cop, were they? You know, a bit of stone, they all fall apart, don't
Lovely
they?
I say they yeah. weren't much yeah. cop.
They're not broken apart. Well, I observed today what's going on. He's deforming them out of a circle so that they're more of the oval shape of a wrist so that Ian can pull his wrist out.
Yeah, but when you say they're not much cop, they could well have been made of copper.
No, right, yeah. Could have been, yeah.
That's got to be worth a... Oh, for God's sake. My new Mac will be much quicker. give up. Right. Probably. Oh, thank you. Yes. Just a minute of time.
Bought a Big Mac then, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so Barbara becomes the slave of Nero's court, although she hasn't quite met Nero just yet, but the doctor, as Maximus, meets Nero, and they have a little bit of a liar off.
Did you notice that when the doctor is attacked, that guy like slices the strings right out of his lyre?
Yeah.
And so then when he goes to play for Nero, there are no strings in his instrument at all.
Strings on me.
It was just interesting to note, there's no strings on the instrument. He didn't play any music. It's probably just as well then, Mary, eh?
Well, you hear music when he strums.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when Nero takes it from him, it still doesn't have any strings in it, but it makes a sound when Nero strums it too.
Mary, you can get some ointment for the condition you're currently suffering. It's called Kirbyism.
Oh, am I breaking up?
No, you're just becoming... am I breaking up?
It's hard to do.
You're becoming pedantic. Right, let's move on.
That needs budum ching.
What does? It's hard to do. Okay, go on. That's quicker for you. Grief. Yeah, so... Ian and Diloth, they're sort of free for a limited period of time because they managed to get
where,
to the show.
Where, I'm Mary, I'm not seeing where you're talking about with the strings because I've got the scene with Nero and the Doctor together running right now, and right. they both got strings on their lyres.
The Doctor's lyre doesn't have any strings in it, but
yes,
Nero
does.
It does.
They're very thin strings.
Yeah.
Well, they never catch the light. It's absolutely clear through there.
Well, moving away from the 20 megabyte My Liar Hasn't Got Any Strings podcast.
Liar.
Now, when the doctor plays at the feast, that his lyre has strings in them. But then, you know, he makes it like there's no sound.
It doesn't matter.
I see strings.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Be quiet. Yeah, so Ian and Delos are captured again, and they're now going to be thrown to the lions. Roar. So we have some stock footage of lions just to emphasize that particular point.
Yeah, that was really good footage, that wasn't it?
You know, a few shots of lions would have been okay, but they kept going, making it more and more obvious it was stock footage.
Who are you going to be facing off against?
It's quite interesting.
In the dinner scene when Nero throws the feast, you can hear lions roaring in the background there as well. I like that. That was a good touch.
Pardon you. Or was that just a lion purr?
What?
It's a funny burping noise I heard in the background.
That was me, actually. Okay.
It did sound like a little bit of a lion purr. Anyway,
you've never heard your burps described like that before, Andy.
Well, is that sort of,
no, burped, must have been. That's a new one on me, yes.
Burped with his mouth closed, which is good. Right, so the bald-headed chap whose name eludes me, I should rewrite these names down, then bumps into the doctor, who he thinks is Maximus Battalion, and starts telling him a load of stuff that the doctor sort of humours him about. and this is what you're talking about, the hissing stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys keep talking. I'm about to post a picture of the strings.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, I'd like to see it because
I didn't see them. I don't know if it was something to do with the Daily Motion or something. I don't know.
That's probably why.
Anyway, Barbara is somebody that Nero has taken a shine to, which rather upsets Nero's missus. So she immediately...
Pompeia.
She immediately plots a bit of a poisoning.
Does that mean she's explosive? An explosive volcano?
Oh, shut up. So, meanwhile, that's where we get the Benny Hill scenes of
Nero jumped on her.
Chasing Barbara.
Metaphorically speaking.
through the hallways and stuff. Vicky, meanwhile, has become friends with the poisoner.
Court poisoner, yes.
Yeah.
She has a bit of the attitude that the mafia have, that they have to sort of detach themselves from the murders that they commit because it's otherwise they wouldn't be able to commit them, sort of thing. So she She's obviously, I like the bit where she's talking about the fact that she makes these potions for people to use as poisons, and that they never blame her for it.
Yeah.
Great Jupiter, no, I never drink any of my potions. Obviously, they don't, do they?
Well, she may not even know who drinks her potions, you know.
Well, she just say that. Towards the end, she says, you know, I don't know who's got the honour of drinking this, because that was the way the family were. They all bumped each other off merrily, didn't they?
Yeah, they just order them up and use them.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
uh-oh, there's a windstorm coming through again. I can hear it.
Yes, I missed that one. I did sort of hear it. But
the shelter.
It passed over Andy's microphone.
There's like the picture of the strings.
Okay, let's have a look.
Kirby.
Your picture does not show any strings.
Yes.
Stop arguing. It doesn't blooming matter.
You can see the little
pegs. Yes, it's it. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
The right hand side, I see the diagonal down to the right, you can see a spring there. It's going into his left elbow.
They are much skinnier than the ones on Nero's lyre.
Yeah, there. It's not there.
Have you shut up yet?
This is the reason why I use a DVD whenever I possibly can.
Thank you. Right.
Now, unfortunately, in story after the next one we do, since there's no existing, it doesn't exist, we can't do that.
We can watch a recon. What is the next one up after then? What is it?
Well, after
the next one is not a recon.
It's Web Planet.
Right. The next one's Web Planet. Right. In the Crusade.
Well, there's one episode of that exists, but there's
I believe so, yeah.
I've got the recon.
Yeah, that's right. You believe
on
the
microphone. I haven't got the recon.
Guess what, Andy?
Hard,
you just breathed on the microphone.
It's hard to hear
then.
Andy through all the wind.
Yes.
Hang on.
Because it's windy.
The tumbleweed just went straight across.
How's that?
Just hold your breath.
Yeah, do your normal breathing through your nose and see what happens.
Okay, I'm doing it now.
I said, do your normal breathing through the nose and see what happens.
I am doing it.
Well, nothing's happening. I can't hear anything.
Exactly. They've got a
good
microphone up.
Now, I used to have that same issue with when I had a headset microphone.
Yes, we've already established this.
That's one of the reasons why I switched over to this better microphone.
Yes, we go on about this every blooming week. We should have it its own little slot in the show. Yes, let's have our little slot. Now it's time for microphone issues.
You lot want to stop breathing, don't you?
Anyway, there's a quite amusing scene where the Doctor and Nero are in a sauna, and some bloke comes along to, you know, just to add a bit of water to the coals, I don't know, and then wakes up Nero and he thinks he's about to get assassinated, and it long term it leads to the death of the poor mute man who was only basically doing his job.
Yeah, well, think of the poor guy who's following Nero around with his crown and everything.
So
what was his name,
what the bloke who gets murdered?
Tigellinus. Yeah,
poor bloke. And that's right, because he says about the poison. He said, Nero, you can't drink that. It's poison. Is it? Oh, try this.
Did you buy this?
Yeah.
Oh, he was right.
It's a nice demonstration of how little life meant and how little the slaves meant.
Well, it did rather depend on what level you were in society. Sorry, no sip of Stella.
So that guy did a great job up until they killed him off.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed him.
Yeah. So I love the feast scene. That was really cool. There's lots of people in that feast scene. Mm. That was very well done. And this is, of course, this feast scene is where the Doctor emulates the Emperor's new clothes. Is it? Is that the thing?
Yes.
Affirmative, Master.
Oh, I got something right. Whoa. The first time ever I get one of these. Right.
Congratulations.
But that was, obviously everybody knows what that is from, but it was so well incorporated into this story.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another excellent scene where Ian and Delos are just about to go into the arena And Deloth says, "You're my friend, but I'm going to have to kill you," basically.
You know, but the favor he's going to do him is that he'll do it quick. Yeah,
and that was an excellent scene. Which is interesting, think of the scene where Ian and Ixtar were going to go into battle together, but they hated each other, and these two have to go into battle together,
yes,
and they liked each other. It was just a sort of interesting swing on the same sort of thing.
Okay, I love rhymes. These historicals. I wish they had not stopped making the historicals. They were really good.
There's a limit to historicals, isn't there? So anyway, basically, the battle begins, and somebody's overcome, and Nero does his stereotypical thumb down bit, and then Barbara does a scream, which she doesn't do really in the beginning of the next episode. Not that much. Not as much as she does in that one.
That's right.
But yeah, you can't kill Ian, basically. And then a brawl erupts. And then this is when Barbara sort of, you know, has to say hello and goodbye very quickly to Ian. "I'll be back for you, Barbara, with a box of milk tray." And he flies out to the window. Yeah, so Nero thinks that Barbara's sort of betrayed him, but he doesn't kill her because he wants to use her as bait to get Ian back so as he can kill Ian and then her.
And then he does that killing of the guy holding Barbara.
Yes, that was really good.
Of course, you know, because she screams, you think he got her.
Yeah, that was very pantomimical, wasn't it?
He didn't do his job very well. It's like, ooh, boy.
Quite hard enough.
Yeah.
That was funny. Shouldn't have been, but it was. So they're on the run, and the doctor's found Nero's plans for Rome and inadvertently sets fire to them using his glasses and the sun. Again, it was pretty good. Actually, the map was quite interesting because it reminded me of the Marco Polo sort of map.
Marco!
I wonder if it was done by the same people. And, of course, Nero's going to kill the Doctor for burning his plans. And then, of course, he realises it's a brilliant idea. He'll burn Rome instead.
Except he was nowhere near Rome at the time.
Oh, shut up. It's a story. It doesn't matter.
According to Tacitus, I believe.
Yeah, you're probably right, but it doesn't matter. Does it matter anybody apart from Kirby?
Doesn't matter.
No.
Nero played while Rome burned.
Yeah. So
he fiddled.
Yeah, he basically threw a lot of washers down the floor
for
people to use to bribe people into setting fire to Rome. Yeah, while the Catholic bloke helped Barbara and Ian escape, and the doctor and Vicky had already sort of started on their way back to the villa. And
just out of curiosity, why do you keep calling him Catholic?
Because I think the early Christians were the original. I think Catholicism is the original.
Early Christians
were. Catholics didn't happen for centuries yet.
Sorry.
He's Christian, but not Catholic.
He's a Christian in Rome.
Yes, yeah. Roman Catholic. Sure.
So there you go.
Exactly. Christian in Rome is a Catholic.
Yeah, Roman Catholics.
Catholics didn't happen for centuries yet.
No, they. Yeah, I accept what you're saying there, but I would like to think of him as sort of a Roman Catholic Christian type person. But if you prefer me to use the term Christian, I will stick with Christian. Either way, he was a Christian character, and it was very well done. Stop breathing on your blimmin' microphone.
I'm not!
It's worse than having magic in here. With flapping ears. Now we've got a microphone breather.
I have to breathe occasionally, otherwise I'd drop dead.
Try and breathe, but not on your microphone. Otherwise, I shall set Kirby onto you. Right. So the Doctor and Vicky arrive back at the villa just after Ian and Barbara. And, of course, they try
and
make
out. Not just, because Barbara and Ian had a chance to
change
wash up and eat and take naps.
Okay, well in as far as you're watching the story goes, it's just afterwards anyway. And then they all leave in the TARDIS and have a laugh about their adventures. Eventually, they do believe the stories. And that essentially is the Romans. Right, then, I don't care what I said last time. I probably said what I'm going to say this time about this story. It's blooming superb. Absolutely brilliant Doctor Who stuff. And I agree with Kirby. More of these historicals would be good. Occasionally we do get them in Modern Who. Shakespeare's Code was essentially historical, but it wasn't.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same, but they have a sort of, they dabbled a bit.
Ugh.
Pardon? Yeah, that was the historical to a degree. And also the one that strikes...
Agatha Christie?
It's sort of, but not going back far enough in time. We think of the Fires of Pompeii. That was a historical.
Yeah.
So they do dabble a little bit.
No, the difference between the historicals from the First Doctor and Second Doctor compared to now is that there's almost no science fiction element.
Right.
I mean, you could sort of say that the Doctor's eyeglasses causing the fire is a science fiction element because they are completely anachronistic. But that's about the limit of it.
Okay, fair enough. But they're never going to do that because I think the science fiction element is always the thing that intrigues the most of the nerds that watch Doctor Who. Yes?
Right.
Correct.
Agree.
Yeah. So, but they could still work a more stories around historical theme, even with a bit of... but they dabble. It's like the Day of the Doctor. That there was historical elements in that going back to Elizabeth.
Yeah. And there's hissing from someone breathing on their microphone.
Well, it's not me.
I can't get that close to my computer.
Hello.
Ooh, good lord. Oh, pardon me, sorry.
Indeed.
Sorry, that was my Stella.
I do think we've resurrected Robert.
we did initially when somebody was eating while doing the show.
I just ate my supper. Did you hear?
Oh God!
Eating. Who would eat during?
Shut up! Right. I have got some feedback, which is rather good actually. I don't know how much of it I'm supposed to play, so I'll have to play all of it. But one of the emails that's come through has made me chuckle a little bit because, you know, you get these spam emails that always I just sort of click on report spam. This one's just come through from somebody rather suspiciously and subtly called ATM Hacker.
Oh, dear.
ATM bank card, $50. Be smart and become rich in less than 3 days. And it's named ATM Hacker. Yes, yeah, that's going straight into my spam folder.
Jeff Waddle said that.
Jeff Waddle. Is that any relation to Jeff Waddle?
Possibly.
yeah, I know he has because I've got it here. So I wonder if I should pass that over to Debbie to read. Oh no, she's not here.
Sorry.
Okay, we'll do in order of reverse order of appearance. In my email box. So this is from.
I'd have my 10-year-old daughter.
Hang on, be quiet. Very
Happy
naughty.
Happy birthday to you. Your TARDIS is blue. You died to save Perry. What a dumb thing to do.
That was your fault,
Master.
What
on earth was that?
Well, if Kirby had interrupted the beginning of it playing, we probably would have found out. Yes, go on, Kirby.
We didn't go through each of us and what we thought.
That's
of
because your opinion
we went into feedback.
That's because your opinion doesn't count, and you put me off. Right, rewind because I'll need to set up. Anyway, so Mary, what did you think?
Well, I am not a fan of historicals, but I want to say,
no, really.
I don't remember what I thought the last time I saw this. Kirby probably knows what I said.
Nope.
But you don't? Okay. But I loved this one. I agree with you, Adam. To me, this is superb. It was so well written, and the farce elements in it were well balanced by the ugly realities of slave life and, you know, life and death and all that in Rome. And there were so many storylines going on that it kept me going. There wasn't any part in which I was, you know, like looking at my watch and wondering, oh, my Lord, when is this going to be over? I liked this a lot.
Good.
So there you go.
You redeemed yourself after last week.
Well,
I
thought,
I heard Andy sort of grimacing. I don't know whether he was grimacing because he was trying to break wind or what. So why was that, Andy?
Actually, I had cramp. So I don't know what happened. When something got cramped. Well, I mean, my left hamstring suddenly cramped up. So that was about good. But actually, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Really? I thought this is Carry On Doctor, isn't it? It's a great comedy. Everyone's playing for laughs. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Andy. Yes. Can you go back to your first comment before you went off rambling on about how much you enjoyed it? Can you just sum it up with one sentence?
I enjoyed it. No, I did. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Oh, flipping it. I thoroughly enjoyed this one. It was a good laugh. It's a good crack. It's obviously played for laughs, total play for comedy. And it worked really well. And this is obviously, I'm willing to bet the whole cast had actually a whale of a time recording this.
Yes, we can tell that.
Because they just let the hair down, they were cracked off, and off they went. And it was a case of, you know, how many corny, really bad jokes can you work into this?
Not in the podcast or the Romans?
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Really did.
Good. It actually reminded me of Barbara's hair, which actually looked really nice in that particular style she had it for this story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kirby.
Loved it.
Okay.
It's just one of my favourites.
And Debbie.
I had to sit down and watch all four really quickly together, and I didn't like watching it that way because I really enjoyed it last time I watched this. But I did it over a few days rather than bang in one sitting. Mm. So I didn't enjoy it as much as I knew I could. But yeah, it just felt like, I know it was a break episode, you know, they were having a relax after all the stuff they'd been through, and Vicky was understandably fed up with the idea of that, but they were just playing for laughs the whole time, and it really was just, I just wanted Benny Hill music and a bit more asides to the camera. It felt more like a stage play than a TV series, really. But I overall enjoy it, but I shouldn't have watched it one after the other, after the other, after the other, like that.
Yeah, I watched it one, and then I watched three episodes together. But I think that you're right in the way it's a bit of sort of light-hearted relief, because if you look back of the previous few stories, I think it was probably time for a light-hearted relief. And I think Star Trek used to do that. You'd have a few hard hitters,
and then a
trouble with tribbles.
It wasn't all lighthearted. There were some real dangerous elements.
I know there was no dangerous elements, but on the whole, it was played with a lighthearted spirit.
Yeah, the court poisoner, she came out as sort of like a comedy crow, you know, and things like that. Yeah. So, and the whole Christianity thing and the Rome burning, it was such a serious subject that they just did not approach it in a serious vein.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, magic has just entered the room, so God knows what smells might erupt.
That's magic.
Yes?
Master? One thing, what Debbie just said about watching one episode at a time, if we are actually going to take 2 weeks for the next story for Web Planet, I would strongly suggest everyone try to do that and watch an episode.
Well, I can't
watch
it in more than one episode at a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think we're missing a lot of the point sometimes when we'd sit down and do one after the other or something, you know, or time constraints.
Yeah, well, think of poor old me. I've got to try and do a quiz on these episodes. So I can't do it all in one go. You're making me suffer enough having to watch the blimmin' thing.
We could all take
it. I want you to try to look at it in a fresh light.
I can't. I'll tell you what, the only good thing about this particular story, before I've even watched it, is I do like the costumes for the Zabi in it. I think they're really iconic. But apart from that, you will be annoyed by it. I'll be very surprised if you can put up with that awful noise. It's constantly playing in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't think you'll want to do more than one episode at a time.
No. We'll see, because three of us are coming into it.
Magic has just found my onesie on the floor.
As far as I know.
Magic's just found my onesie on the floor, and he's just rolled it up into a little ball and curled up in it. So that's not going to smell particularly nice now, is it? Right, anyway, anybody else? I think we've done everyone, haven't we? So on the whole, we quite like this one again. So good.
Now you may play the feedback.
Yes, thank you. It was this.
I'd have my 10-year-old daughter sing you this birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Your TARDIS is blue. You died to save Perry. What a dumb thing to do. Happy birthday, dear.
That was sent in by Ian Kirk, who also sent in this.
And lastly, football question, Liverpool or Southampton?
Southampton.
I can't stand football, so neither.
I will say Liverpool.
Okay, I'll say Liverpool.
Well, Liverpool, yeah, I've lost the vials. No, the vials are going to get a Wembley.
Yeah, I'll say Liverpool.
Cool. Thanks,
that.
Well, we didn't really get the end of that one, but I think because Andy had to talk about the FA Cup final. Sorry about that, listeners.
Kirby's got Villa, asthma.
The vial are going to Wembley
this
again.
Is from Jeff Waddle. I love the Romans, and those that don't are wrong. Well said, Jeff.
Yes.
No, he's quite right. It really was good.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, I'd agree with you again.
Yes,
thumbs up, Jeff.
He is right.
Yes.
Hello, 20 Wayne Up Podcast. It's Ian Kirk.
He came in a bit early there, Ian.
Jeremy Clarkson has left the BBC.
Has he? He's doing
the
tour.
Can you imagine him doing the William Hartnell speech? One day I shall come back. Yes, I shall come back. Until then, there must be no regrets. Wait, Romans by Vinny Spooner. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Thank you, Mr. Eccleston. This is a sort of mixture. Benny Hill with kidnapping and murder thrown in. Mistaken identity and repeatedly missing each other by seconds. Barbara gains another unwanted admirer, the Emperor himself. I don't know why they all fall for Barbara. Ian might be sent into the arena to fight stock footage. The scenery and acting is very good in this. Maureen O'Brien as well as the new crew member. Nero gives Barbara a gold bracelet, which will be significant in the next story.
Really?
People who did not like The Rescue, wait till you see The Web Planet. 6 episodes of ants, moths and grubs. Oh. Then you will know about Bad Doctor Who.
We'll see.
Barbara the Barbarian has a nice ring to it. At the end, when the Doctor says he was not responsible for the fire of Rome, Vicky should have thrown a harp at him and shouted, liar.
Yeah! Oh, excellent!
Bye for now.
Thank you, Ian.
Ian, thank you. Aileen, that was excellent. Thank you very much, Ian.
Right, it's now time to welcome new members of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join. And if you don't, I shall get Ian onto you. I mean, any Ian that happens to be... never mind. Right, so to welcome Mike Metzler. That's it, really. Thanks, Mike, for joining the group. Hope you're listening to the show. And if you
Adam, do we actually know how many people actually listen to the show? How many downloads we get every week?
Oh, do I have to do that now? I was just in the middle of...
I just wonder, do you actually know how many people are downloading?
I dread to look, because I always get a bit worried when looking at the statistics. Shall I look at the statistics, everybody?
Go on, I want to know. I'm intrigued.
Pardon?
Just number of downloads.
Yeah, it takes a bit of time to get into the webpage. That's the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.podbean.com, listeners, if you don't want to.
Oh, Tim Drury plugged us on Friday when I was on Tim's Take On. Mm. I got a plug in there for us.
Go on, which particular episode of Tim's Take On were you on then?
It was the recent one where we did a review of the I Need a Doctor the Whosical, because I've seen it twice, so I joined Tim on Friday night. On his latest podcast, so episode 275.
Does it have an episode number?
275.
Ah, there we go then.
Let me see if that was downloaded on my podcast.
So, yeah, it should be.
We're going to have to rely on Ian to...
Did it that night.
Do we have to rely on Ian to find the plug and send it to me then, do we, I suppose?
Ian, Tim.
No, Ian. Ethan. Ian Kirk.
What?
Ian Kirk, he always samples our mentions on other shows. He did that Kirby's... oh, no, when he said about the last...
Yeah, he found the exact spot on Playing Doctor where...
Yeah.
And I just happened to... I was driving when they mentioned it, so I didn't have a chance to see exactly where it was.
Ian sent me it, nevertheless, so I didn't have to listen to the whole episode. So Ian.
I joined Tim and we talked about the Whosical, and it's very good.
Yes, good. Anyway, so if you just talk amongst yourselves a bit, because I'm just trying to find something.
Okay.
Amongst ourselves.
You're not very helpful, are you?
Kirby, then. Okay, Kirby, so at what point in time do you actually start talking, then?
Me?
I don't know.
Start talking about what?
Oh, I'm Tim Sakon.
Oh, right, yes. You?
Me?
I don't know. I haven't listened to it yet.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
What's going on? Where...
me being on Tim's Take-On on Friday night. I was actually watching the cricket at the time as well, Kirby. So, yeah, because England didn't win.
Was it chirping?
No, Jimmy Anderson got the record for England bowled the most wickets.
You said you liked cricket, Kirby.
Sort of. Maybe. We'll see.
Jimmy Anderson set the record for the most wickets by an English bowler.
Oh.
It's a piece of record there.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Yes, very, very impressive.
It was, yes.
Okay, yes, apparently have I downloaded this one? Yes.
You must
Tim's
have
Take-On.
Yes.
Episode 275. I look at Doctor Who's 2005 series reaches Doctor Who Aliens of London.
We'll keep on talking because this is an audio presentation.
Which is a commentary for also this week. I went to see I Need a Doctor of the Whosical in London's glittering West End. So I bring you not one, but the description. Oh, okay. Here's the rest of it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Bring not one, but two reviews of this fun comedy show as I'm joined by Andy Nunney of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Never
heard a discussion about it. It's even in the... in the description.
In the show notes. There's a link there, too. Yeah.
Yes, there's the show notes.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I'm in. Finally got into my own podcast page, which was really annoying me for the moment. I couldn't remember the password. Right, let's have a total plays. No. How do we get onto statistics? They've changed the whole setup on Podbean.
Oh, no, come on, you're the man. Come on, Adam.
We've changed everything.
Get it sorted.
You're trending. It's trying
to make you're the man. You're the man.
Do you want to know all-time total plays for every episode of the show?
Five.
Shut up. Every episode of the
Six.
Show. Shut up. Every episode 12. Of the show from the beginning, which is like 4 years and 11 months ago.
Seven.
134,649 total all-time plays.
But how many for last week?
Give us a chance.
Okay, we are.
Now, is that just plays from Podbean or is that downloads?
All time. It means everything. Podbean downloads amount to a very small amount of our
and plays. iTunes as well?
iTunes is probably the largest amount. People hardly download it at all now.
I finally cut the ties with iTunes. I no longer use it.
Oh, I do.
Really?
I always use it. Can't not use iTunes. It's super.
Why would you do that?
Because he's being awkward.
Because they kept changing it and changing the interface, and it would lose my podcast, and it would freeze up, and it wouldn't grab stuff, or it would go out and it would grab 3 years worth of someone's podcast after I'd. It's just complete and utter garbage. Okay. So I switched over, and I'm now using a podcast catcher on my phone.
That's excellent.
What's it called?
You ask me a question, and then we get to the point where I can answer the burning question.
What I'm using now is called Podcast Republic.
Okay. Adam.
They've changed the way it looks again. The best I can do for you is in the last 30 days.
Yeah.
36,809.
Whoa.
Wow.
I only listened to it 1,000 times myself.
Right. Yes?
So there you go, 36,000 people listen to us.
So 10,000
that's feed hits. That's every time someone accesses the feed for the podcast, which means either they're downloading, listening to it, streaming it, or whatever.
And then how many did you say overall, total?
What, in the last 30 days?
No, forever.
4 years. Oh, for God's sake. I answered that question right at the blimmin'
right, yes, but it seemed low compared with just the last 30 days.
Like I'm thinking it's like 100,000, so how can 36,000?
In all time, that's all hits, including feed, download, et cetera, it's 1,038,287.
1 million.
Okay. So a million people listen to you, Adam.
No, this is all, we've done 260, you've got to divide it by 262 and get an average, haven't you?
Right.
Here we go.
Carry the two.
Yes, about 50,000 then.
Yeah, but that's... It may be now a bit higher than it was.
But why don't they ever provide feedback?
Because they can't be asked.
Right.
Anyway, can I get back to...
Offer another packet of jelly babies. Maybe that's...
Yeah. No, well, I've asked them to do impressions of the presenters, and I've also asked them to do their versions of the theme tune, which I'm pretty certain they won't bother doing either. So, there you go. Right.
I am trying so hard.
That doesn't count because you're on the show.
To put these pictures onto Facebook.
So what you're trying to say, Debbie, is you're not paying attention to the show, are you? You're busy doing what Kirby does, is doing other things.
Download numbers.
Adam, would you like me to play it on my guitar? Would you like me to bring my guitar one week and play it himself?
Well, have some practice first, Andy.
I can do it on Didge.
Pardon?
I can do it on the
guitar. Didge? What do you want about Didge? You want to play a theme tune on the didgeridoo?
Well, I could probably do it, you know, do a
tune.
Well, it'll be a start, because I know the listeners won't bother, so you might as well.
If I can find the tabs of it, I'll play it.
Well, not this week. Just get some good practice. Are you on your didgeridoo as well? I can't understand how a didgeridoo... you could get a didgeridoo to sound like the theme tune to this show.
No, probably an acoustic rather than electric. I'll probably do an acoustic.
Okay. That sounds like some sort of knee ligament injury. I'll do me acoustic. Right then. Are we all back to Earth now?
Yep. What are we talking about now?
Well, it is now time for this week's edition of You Won't Get This One.
Oh, that's me screwed.
Master?
Master? Yes, Kirby.
I was listening to a completely unrelated podcast.
What?
You told you about listening to unrelated podcasts.
A couple of weeks ago, and they used that little tune.
No.
I realize that it's probably in the public domain, and that's why they used it. Mm. But where did it come from?
Where did what come from? Oh, I found it on YouTube. I wanted a quiz theme, so I went on YouTube and said, quiz theme. And that came up.
So what's it called?
It must have had an origin.
It used to be a theme tune to a quiz show in the United States of somewhere or another.
I was going to say, I think I've seen it somewhere, like a program with it on, and gone, aha, but I can't remember it.
Yeah, probably, I don't know, just look up. I don't know, I'm not going to look up. But if you do happen to, if anybody feels a need to find it, that's fair enough. Stop coughing.
Okay.
Right. Right. So, as we normally do with this situation where we've already had... Pardon?
All right.
Is the people on the show previously will have to provide the questions to the answers, and Andy can just do questions. So I might get a bit confused with this.
Oh, Kirby, your grammar is awful. I'm just looking at your post about the Sun's Light that you can't spell there.
Good one. I'm going to give a bonus point to Andy for out pedanting Kirby.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, get in.
Well then, so starting with Debbie. The answer is The Slave Traders. What's the question?
I know.
Shut up.
What is the title of the first episode?
Well, I'm going to deduct Andy's point because he's breathing on his microphone again.
Oh, flipping heck. I can't win, can I?
Right. Mary.
Yes.
Why did Vicky want to get to the village quickly? No, hang on. See, because of Andy, I've asked you a question. Damn.
I know.
I don't see anything wrong with my post.
Go on then, and Mary can answer the question, even though I shouldn't have asked it.
Why she wanted to get to the village quickly?
Go on. I know.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you didn't know last time either. It's funny that. Go on then, Andy.
The village isn't going to run away.
The what?
The village isn't going to run away.
Because she wants to get there before the market closes.
Before it closes, because it isn't going to run away.
Right, Andy, listen to this.
Oh, that's unfair.
Right, Andy, your question.
Hello.
How long had the TARDIS crew been in Rome?
I know. In Rome?
Well, the country. The country, Rome. Not the city Rome, the country Rome. They weren't in Rome. Right, I'm going to deduct a point from Kirby for that pedantry.
I wasn't the first one who said that.
Who else said it then?
It was Debbie. I was just repeating it.
All right. Point deducted for Debbie.
Yeah, but I know the answer as well.
Yeah, go on then. Yes, what's the answer?
Month.
Is the correct answer.
I've had a chance to answer, yes. I've been interrupted completely.
The answer is a month.
Yeah, no, yes, oh, no she just said that.
I never got a chance to answer.
You did.
No, No, I didn't. Everyone kept talking.
Andy, this is why I
said... Is this going to be a five-minute argument or a full run?
No, you did have a chance to answer. You came up with some...
We were hashing it nearly a month. I wrote it down. It was nearly a month.
Yeah, but unfortunately, somewhere along... All right, how come you never got a chance to say it?
Because you lot kept interrupting me.
No, I'm not having that. Right, Kirby.
Give him the points. Give him the points.
No. Kirby.
Master.
Who was...
one of mine, Andy.
Be quiet.
Thank you, Debbie.
Who was Flavius Giscard?
Flavius what?
Sounds like a herb.
He was the owner of the villa.
He was the owner of the villa. I'm only going to go for one round of actually asking the questions because I cocked it right up. Right. Back to Debbie. The answer is produce from Villa Gardens. What's the question?
What does the lady tell the slave traders that the doctor and his companions sell at the market?
That'll do. Right. Mary.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Let me compose myself. This is a very serious podcast. Peacock.
I know.
What was the answer?
I didn't hear an answer.
Shut up, Kirby. The answer was peacock. What's the question, Mary?
I know.
I already said I know.
Yes, did you say peacock?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What did they have for their meal?
That'll do.
Perfect. Yeah.
Not perfect. The perfect answer would have been the one I had written down here. Was what bird did Barbara cook for them for dinner?
Tongues and
shut up.
It was the main course.
Right, Andy.
That's me.
I dread it. Right. Oh, you get a question, don't you? Because you weren't here last time. Right. The question is: what is the name of the bearded slave hunter?
Oh, God, there's two of them, aren't there?
It's one of two.
Yeah, it's one of two, and I've got to try. Well,
they're both on beards.
I'm going to go for Seb Cheria.
Who said I know?
It's the other one.
I did.
Go on then, Debbie.
Didius.
Pardon?
Didius.
Is he Didius? Yes. Right.
What's that noise?
It's
like a phone sort of going or something.
Oh.
What?
It's quite interesting. What? I can hear stuff going off in the background.
Does Mary answer the phone?
Probably. Whose question was that last one?
It's mine.
Right. Andy. Oh, that was you, sorry.
No, it's mine, yeah.
You didn't get it, did you? No. Kirby. No, that was Mary.
Who,
Kirby.
Who did you say?
You.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Master.
Thank you.
Master.
Right.
Master.
Shut up. The answers are, oh, the times, oh, the customs. What's the question?
I know.
I know.
I don't know.
Right then, Andy, go on.
It's O tempora, O moris.
It's correct.
It's not the Latin word.
Right, so after one excruciating round, in fact two excruciating rounds of this particular quiz, the current scores are, in joint last place with 1 point each, it's Andy and Kirby. In second place with 2 points is Mary. And just for a change, in the lead with 5 points, it's Debbie.
Right. Just remember which of us did not really watch this one this time.
Who cares?
I could always deduct a point from excuses. Right, Debbie, this is your question. Answer, sorry.
Who?
You. Your answer is this. You're never going to get this one, really. I'll be very surprised if you do. Maximus Battalion.
Yes, easy. Obvious.
Well, I have to work out the question because it could be
you
a
few. You
won't
get it.
Who does the centurion mistake the doctor for?
Okay, I will go for what is the name of the original lyre player who got killed.
Anybody else like to have a go?
I think I remember it now.
Who is the greatest lyre player in the land?
Is it who comes from Corinth?
Oh! We don't get any points for it, but that was
no,
the
answer.
Yes, which character comes from Corinth? It was Maximus Battalion.
I knew about him.
Mary.
Yes.
The answer is Ascesium.
Gesundheit.
Bonus point for comedy. Yes, Ascesium. That's the answer.
I know. Don't know.
No, hang on. I've got to do this. And then Mary, Jacoby's going to say,
"That's where the lyre player was supposed to be going to, and he didn't make it." The centurion is referring to that.
The question, the answer I've got down here is, where was the centurion going to take the Doctor and Vicky first on their way to the city of Rome?
He's pretty much right, yeah.
That's fair enough.
I'll give you a point for that. Right then. Andy.
Yep.
Right, the question is, how did Maximus Battalion's killer end up losing his fisticuffs with the Doctor?
He dived out the window when Vicky charged up to him and he lost his footing and basically did a nosedive to the window.
It's essentially right, but you forgot to mention the vase.
Yeah, threatens him with a vase.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ming, you can't throw that at me. Yes, Kirby.
Master.
The answer is in, out. That's the question.
I know.
The answer is what?
In, yep. Out.
I know.
In, out.
Yes.
I know.
I don't know.
Okay, Andy knows.
It's the master of the on the drum in the galley. He's going in, out,
yes,
in,
what's
out.
What's the question then?
The question is, what is the master say? What is the master shouting at the people who are
that'll
going
do.
The
it's supposed
galley?
To, the idea is supposed to... get, oh, never mind. You would, it doesn't matter. It's the correct answer question.
And
question,
I watched
answer.
That this afternoon and I forgot it.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. Right. Debbie.
The other question was, that's what she said.
You
stop talking over each other. Debbie. Shut up, magic. Shut up, magic. Right.
Sit. Sorry.
Sorry, shut up. I can't read from here. I have to go and go. It's, what time is it? 9:10, and he's barking. Debbie.
That's what dogs do.
Yes, but not this time of night. Debbie. The yes. answer is Delos, not Delos. Delos.
I think I know.
Is it, who is Ian chained up next to?
I'll give you that one. It's essentially right. Yeah. But the question that I had written down was, not stop flapping
your ears. Stop
shaking
your ears!
Sorry!
Was, what is the name of Ian's new best friend in the story? But it's essentially...
EFF. Yeah.
That works.
Yes. Mary. Mary.
Yes.
The answer is Tavius.
I'll have a go with that.
Who is the Christian slave who buys Barbara for Nero?
Yeah, more than
he's
what I have written
down.
He's
not a slave.
It doesn't matter.
It's a slave trader.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. She's on the right lines enough to get and yeah. well warrant
it's
the
fair,
2 points.
It's fair enough.
Andy.
Hello. Yeah.
Who was Tigellinus?
Oh, bless him.
Tigellinus was the dumb guy. He was the guy who was trying to kill the Doctor, and he's the dumb guy.
No, I pressed the wrong thing. I thought you were on the right lines then. It is. Sorry about the ding. It was wrong. It's that. Yeah, so who wants to give me the right answer?
It was Nero's hapless servant.
It was Nero's hapless servant.
It was the guy who wanted to kill the Doctor.
No, that
it?
Was Arcanus or Ascaris. That's it. He was the assassin. He gets called
one or the other.
It's the one that Nero gets to drink his poison and kills. That one. Completely different character.
Played
by Brian Proudfoot, by the way.
Yes, you don't get any extra points for that. Kirby.
Is he a hobbit?
Hey?
Is he a hobbit?
He's proud. Yeah, you're right. I got mixed up. Yeah, you're quite right. Sorry, Adam, you're quite right.
I know I'm right.
I got mixed up. Yeah, I know. I'm acknowledging that, Adam, you got it right. I was wrong. Yeah, you got it right.
I might have to sample that bit and reuse it over and over again.
Yeah.
Kirby.
Right.
Master.
Right. Magic. Right, Master. The answer is...
Magic.
Papaya.
I'll have a guess
wait until you but let me try and remember before you have your guesses. Isn't that the woman who is doing the poisoning?
No.
Who said I know? Oh no, Andy said I'll have a go at it. Go on then, Andy.
Yes.
All right. It's the friend of the emperor who.
No,
you got it.
Oh, no, I know.
Go on then. You won't get any points, but tell me, Mary.
It's Nero's wife.
It was Nero's wife, yes.
Oh, God, of course it was, yeah.
Yes, I know it was. Yeah. Right, yeah. So the points then, after Those rounds are: in last place with 2 points is Kirby. In third place with 4 points is Andy. In second place with 5 points is Mary. And in the lead with 8 points, it's Debbie, whose question...
I don't think I've ever been on the very bottom in ages.
That's what she said.
Yes, you
are. This is Debbie's answer. All right, the answer is, that's rare for you. Oh, what's the question?
That's rare for you. Mm. Oh. What does Vicky say to the doctor? Oh. No, I can't remember. It's something.
Okay. Go on then. Anybody?
No chance.
Nope.
I know Vicky said it, but I don't remember why she said it.
I remember she said it because it was...
No, I'm going to give... nobody a point for that, because the answer, sorry, the question is, when the doctor suggested that he had made a mistake, what did Vicky say sarcastically?
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
Mm. Ooh, we need to use that one for,
yes.
For Adam.
No, you don't. Mary.
Yes.
Your answer is, he got Tigellinus to try it.
I know.
go for it, Debbie.
No, Mary answer the blimmin' question first.
To try it. Don't know.
Ooh, Debbie.
How did Nero prove that the wine was poisoned?
Correct. All right. Andy.
Yep.
Casual murder.
Yes.
The question is, where did Ian and Barbara see each other again first, after their initial separation?
Oh, God, blimey.
Ooh, I know.
Yeah. Was it at the slave market?
Mary knows.
Yeah, when Ian is going to fight that other guy and she's on the stage.
Oh, it's in the arena, but that's you're on the right lines.
Well, it's like a private arena, isn't it? Like a box.
Very small arena.
Yes, indeed. You're right. Kirby.
Compact killing zone.
Kirby?
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yes, you. You're called Kirby, for goodness sake.
Yeah, well, but when you, often when you say that, it's hard to distinguish it with Debbie or Kirby.
You're opening up all the windows, aren't you? Because you're sounding just like Cher. Right, your answer, Kirby, is...
Master.
Yes. Nero saying, cut off his head and doing the thumbs down. That's the answer. What's the question?
Ooh. Well, I could try.
Good.
Go ahead.
Right, so Kirby gets to that. Go on then, Mary.
Well, what is the cliffhanger?
Oh,
for
that
the
is
end?
A spot on right answer.
Okay.
Right. Debbie.
Yes.
Your answer is Inferno.
I know.
What is the title of episode 4?
Yeah.
Isn't Mary. That a third Doctor story as well?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And, of course, it's a nightclub as well.
Mary.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
July 64 AD.
I know.
When was it when the Doctor accidentally set fire to Nero's...
Give it to her. Yeah.
I'll give you that. It's a slightly more elaborate than the actual answer I've got written down, which is, what is the approximate date of the story that it's set in?
Okay. Well, he says it right after.
Which is essentially the right answer, just more elaborate. Right, Andy.
Okay.
How did the Doctor set fire to Nero's plans?
He used his glasses as like a magnifying glass type thing, yeah. Right.
Yes. Kirby.
I think that was my question last time, that one.
Kirby.
Master.
The answer is metal washers.
I think I know.
Quiet, you. What was it that Nero threw down pretending that was sort of coins, but they were really washers?
Yeah, that's good enough. Yes. Right then. Debbie.
Yes.
Your answer is Neropolis.
I know.
What was one of the titles of the new city of Rome that Nero wanted to call?
Essentially, right. The actual thing is, what was the first name Nero thought up for the new Rome?
Nero,
that's near enough. Nero enough. Nero. Oh, come on.
Oh, dear me.
Right. Mary.
Yes?
Your answer is Assisium.
Oh. I don't remember.
Oh, that's a shame. Anybody? Who said I think so? What are you, Debbie?
Yeah, is it... where is Delos heading for?
No. The answer... Sorry, the question is, where did Barbara and Ian head for at the end of the story?
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing it. But...
Yes, I know it's right. Andy?
Yeah, me.
Yes, you. The question is, how did the Doctor stop Ian from telling them his story?
Did he get whacked on the head and that's where he'd forgotten it?
Anybody?
Nope.
It's all gone quiet.
Well, doesn't he say, you know, we don't want to hear about your boring...
No, he shoved a grape in his mouth.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's
right. Right, Kirby.
Master.
A jug and a goblet is the answer. What's the question?
I know.
Someone needs to quiet him down. He's like,
yeah, but these things I can remember.
Highly like competitive.
I'm sorry, yeah, sorry, right. Kurt. I'm sorry, man.
But Andy, if it wasn't you, it'd be me hopping in, going, I know.
Yeah. That's Ian takes as a souvenir.
Yeah,
it is what Ian takes as a souvenir. Right, then we've got two questions stroke answers left. We might as well do them as questions, even though we've had them before. Mm-hmm. And the current scores are. In joint last place with 6 points each is Andy and Kirby. Although if Kirby hadn't had a point deducted, he'd be 1 point ahead. In second place with 9 points is Mary, and in the lead with 12 points is Debbie.
Can I answer one of them before you state it?
No.
Yeah, I've got it as well.
I think I've got the same answer as well. I'm sure I know what the answers. One of the answers is
Raymond Jones.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've got a different one.
Shut up! Right.
God, I tell you what, I'll be very angry if this is not
the next person who speaks before I ask them to will get a point deducted. Right. What episode followed this story?
The Web Planet.
What was Raymond Jones' contribution to the Romans?
Incidental music composer.
Hey.
Adam, I'm really...
I get the point for that one.
No, you don't.
We all had it primed.
Yeah.
The one I had primed was, I was really ready with it, was the Mountain Mall of Montana. I got that written down. I've got that ready. I can't believe you didn't, Adam, I'm angry. Right. You didn't ask that question.
If you really wanted to win the quiz that much, all you had to do is go and listen to the previous time that those questions were on the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, the previous time we did the Romans.
No.
Mountain Mall of Montana.
Which none of you have done.
I've got that ready. I've got that lined up. I was ready to hit the original questions. Wow.
Master, you always ask who the incidental music composer is.
Well, you should have answered the question then, shouldn't you?
And that concludes.
Oh, sorry, I haven't done the results, have I? Right, in last place with 6 points
Yay!
Each.
Yay! Last as usual.
Was Andy and Kirby. In second place with 9 points was Mary. And the winner this week with 16 points, she's back, it's Debbie.
Well done, Debbie. Well done. Too soon.
I mean, what was too soon? That's what she said, by the way.
I went ping too soon.
Yeah, right. Ping. Doctor Who News. Wasn't much of it last week, so I hope there's a bit more to talk about this week. Peter Davison.
Well, there's a pretty big news about Eccleston.
I know. One thing at a time. Talking about... that suddenly, for some reason, reminded me that apparently Bonnie Langford's going to be in EastEnders.
Getting divorced.
I'm looking for her.
Oh, yeah? Not in it yet, though. Peter Davison, who celebrates his 64th birthday today, that was Monday the 13th of April, by the way, is currently appearing in London's West End in the revival of the musical Gypsy. He plays Herbie in the show. Probably something I'm not going to get to see, but never mind. He also will take time off to host Doctor Who Symphonic Spectacular in the UK. That's in May. Love to see that. Not going to. The first London production of Gypsy in 1973 starred Angela Lansbury and featured a 9-year-old Bonnie Langford. in the role of Baby June. Fortitude, the psychological thriller television series starring Christopher Eccleston, has been renewed for a second 10-part series. Well, he'll do that second series, won't he, everybody?
Indeed.
Mm. Oh, everyone's gone quiet now because they're thinking what I'm thinking. Right. Doctor Who coming to Disney XD. The exploits of the 10th Doctor are coming to Disney XD in North America from Saturday, May the 9th. Disney XD, which is home to top-rated action-adventure programming, including Lucasfilm Star Wars Rebels and Marvel Television's animated series, has picked up Doctor Who series 2 to 4, starring David Tennant as the Doctor.
Yeah, I wonder why they just picked those.
That's strange. Now, Master?
Yes.
This is not the first time that Disney XD has had a sort of Doctor Who connection, although it was not Disney XD in the States. It was Disney XD, I think in Britain, was doing the Australian K-9 series a few years ago.
Ah, well, yeah. Well, I think K-9 is rubbish and Doctor Who is good, so that's still pretty good for the...
I'd watch it on XD. I used to have XD when I had cable and satellite, but we no longer have cable or satellite. So,
Doctor Who magazine special, The Art of Doctor Who. I'm hoping that some of that will have some work by a friend of the show, Alistair Pearson. But I'm looking down the list. Oh, yeah, it's got his name down. It does say interviews with VHS and DVD cover artists.
Oh, an interview. Barney, cool.
Colin Howard, written interview. Whereas I had a proper interview when he was on the show. And Alistair Pearson, never getting back on the show, unfortunately. But at least he did it once. The show, that is. You have to go back to episode 12, listeners, if you want to listen to Alistair Pearson on the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. In fact, I maybe we should do that again. I wonder if I add you to the mix, Debbie, whether he might be persuaded to do it again.
No.
I bet he wouldn't. He doesn't like to blow his own trumpet, and that's a quote from him. But it's quite interesting. There's lots of old pictures of him recently being posted on Facebook. There was an absolutely superb one of him holding up one of his paintings when he was probably in his early 20s with a 1980s hairdo and stuff. And he took a picture recently in exactly the same pose, holding exactly the same painting as he is now, but wearing the same jacket and shirt and sunglasses, actually, funny enough. You probably didn't get to see it, though, did you? No, it's a really good picture. I wish I could post it, but I don't think I have the rights. But yeah, so that's quite good, actually. I might buy that one, because it's there'll be lots of good
Doctor. It's on his page, and you don't have to... Oh, I'm friends with him, okay.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about the photo I'm specifically talking about?
The photo, yes.
Yeah, it's good, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so... Because I put down regeneration question mark, and he said, was that a quote from... something or other. Was it Five Doctors? Yeah, it was a Richard Herndl quote. Regeneration? And then Davison says, fourth. Yes, yeah, so Art of Doctor Who, Doctor Who magazine special. Well worth getting, in my view. WikiLeaks reveal Doctor Who film as part of 8-year plan. There's been a lot of talk of Doctor Who films recently. Probably more eloquently than I can do at the moment, because my mouth seems to have gone a bit funny. I need a sip of Stella.
It's that beer.
It's something to do with the Stella, yeah.
Yeah.
Life
eater. No, my mouth just went a bit dry. Yes, as I say, lots of talk about films at the moment. I think they're alluding to the possibility of the US making a Doctor Who movie, a proper one that won't
I think it would not be a good idea
it will not
at
be
all.
No, I agree. But it won't stop them from doing it. And it wouldn't feature Peter Capaldi anyway. But it says latest documents by WikiLeaks reveal the desire of Sony and BBC Worldwide to make a Doctor Who movie. But I wouldn't worry about it, everybody. If they do make it, they'll make it. They made movies in the 60s. It didn't destroy the TV show.
I suppose, but...
It says that it's expected that it will happen within the 8-year horizon, so...
Well, it's not going to happen under current showrunner.
No, but it doesn't mean it will never happen. I think it probably will at some point.
No!
But it doesn't mean to say it's going to be rubbish and it doesn't destroy the TV show. Because,
it'll
like
be
I
rubbish.
Said, I don't think the films were rubbish at all. I think they were highly enjoyable. I find it difficult relating them to the TV show. But I look at them more of a homage to the TV show.
When I go to Timegate the end of next month, I think I'm going to be put on a panel where we're going to be discussing the second of the Cushing films. Because I love it.
That's the one I've seen the least. Nope. They're both really good films, but I don't. It's difficult to relate them too much to Doctor Who, but there you go.
I also asked to be on Curse of Fatal Death panel.
Oh, are you?
Yes. Well, maybe if they get Peter Jackson to make it, there would be hope.
I know Jackson's very keen on getting involved in Doctor Who, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, as long as they don't stop the TV shows, the canon of the TV show has its own canon, and maybe the movies will have their own canon. I'm not really bothered about it, to be honest with you. As long as we don't lose the TV show. Yeah? No?
That's the thing. Yeah, as long as the TV show doesn't suffer for it, that's the problem. Yes.
Quite right, so.
Doctor Who Series 8 will be the first soundtrack release of music from the 12th Doctor. Doctor Who, sorry, Peter Capaldi. Featuring the new Doctor's theme. Oh, I haven't really heard that or recognised it, the Doctor's theme. Has anybody really picked up on that one?
Not yet.
Yeah, well, that's why I'd like to see the symphonic doodah, because obviously they will specifically mention it and play it so we can actually listen out for it.
We're going to see that.
It's called A Good Man.
Yeah.
So it probably is. Probably listen to that. Maybe when it actually says, "Am I a good man?" Maybe they're playing it in the background then.
Possibly. Yeah. The only music that I really associate with the most recent series is the one sung during Mummy on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the Queen song.
Yes, the Queen song.
Mm, okay. Well, disc one of the CD has Doctor Who theme, Series 8. A Good Man, and then Deep Breath, Into the Dalek, Robot of Sherwood, and Listen. And disc two has Time Heist, Caretaker, Kill the Moon, Mummy on the Orient Express, Flatline, In the Forest of the Night, Dark Water, Stroke, Death in Heaven. And disc three has Last Christmas. So, actually, they're really good, all the Murray Gold stuff. And I have got
quite
a lot of it on my iTunes. It's nice for it to sort of pick up the odd track from time to time when in the car. Anyway, Big Finish. First Doctor Companion Crop. What on earth was that?
Yeah, what was that?
That was me putting my glasses back on.
Oh, I see. Doctor
That's what you get for having your microphone and headset
Stop
together.
Stop having like that. I don't mind him knocking his microphone with his glasses. His constant breathing into it is a bit irritating. Anyway, right. The First Doctor Companion Chronicles box set. Big Finish has revealed. Oh, well, suddenly went into Arkwright mode then, didn't I? Sorry about that. Big Finish has revealed the story details and writers for June's Doctor Who, the First Doctor Companion Chronicles box set. And the set's stars original series companions Carol Ann Ford, Maureen O'Brien. Oh, we talked about Maureen O'Brien, and she does still exist. Peter Purvis. Performing stories set within and beyond the adventures of the First Doctor, as portrayed by William Hartnell. Don't think he's going to portray it in these ones somehow. But,
I find it interesting that William Russell is not one of them.
Yeah, very good point. But it does say... No, it doesn't. Yeah, he's not in it. Mm-mm. They could do with him, though, couldn't they? I mean, do you listen to the Companion Chronicles at all, or do you just stick to the standard Doctor Who stories when listening to Big Finish?
Oh, I do Companion Chronicles, yeah.
I've got some, actually. Somebody sold me them for a very cheap price. I've got a couple of discs somewhere. They'd showed up, and then I lost them promptly after they showed up, funny enough.
Some are excellent, and some are kind of a waste of time.
Just like all Doctor Who. Right.
Yeah.
Christopher Eccleston has been talking about his time on Doctor Who in a rare interview on BBC Radio 4. He was appearing on the Saturday evening discussion programme Loose Ends primarily to promote his role in Safe House, a four-part drama on ITV from the 20th of April. Eccleston was interviewed by Emma Freud in a wide-ranging talk about his career. When asked about Doctor Who, he told Freud how he had put himself forward for the role. Do I really have to read all this out?
Yes.
Okay. I approached Russell T. Right, Russell T. Davis.
Apple is lark. Hey, up, lark.
Hey,
I used to live in Lancashire, so I can do it myself, lark.
Okay, do it.
Well, that's it, you know. You think Lancashire, it's like they talk like this, don't they? But they all talk rather flat vowels, and it just don't quite sound proper.
You mean Welsh. Anyway, and no, shut up. I know you are going to do this, and I've lost my thing because of you lot, going to do this, and I think you should think about me. I wanted to do something for children. I wanted to learn a lighter way of being. Freud asked him if he felt he had succeeded. I think I overpitched the comedy. If I had my time again, I would do the comedy very differently. But I think where I possibly succeeded was in the tortured stuff. So why did he leave? What's interesting in this country is that wherever a story like this emerges, they concentrate on the negative. I don't think it's important why I left. I think it's important I did it in the first place. Freud pushed the point, saying it was a big shock to fans why he left, and he had been so successful in the role he could still be playing it now. Well, I'm still there in spirit. Myself and three individuals at the very top of the pyramid clashed, so off I went. Ooh. But they are not here to say their side of it, so I'm not going to go into details. A full programme can be heard worldwide on the BBC iPlayer for the next 4 weeks.
It's out on... at least that part of the interview is out on YouTube.
What's the programme called, Adam, please?
Loose Ends.
Right, okay.
So there you go. That's news for this week. And was there anything else that I didn't mention in regards to Eccleston Kirby? That's obviously a bit more...
No.
So I did rather well, though, didn't I? Yes. Okay. I think we've covered everything. Wow! So, in 2 weeks' time, we shall be looking at the
Who won?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
Who won.co.uk.
Is it whowon.co.uk?
That's definitely whowon.co.uk.
Well done. That's Mary's job. That's Mary's job to do it.
Fall into my trap.
Yes. Dear, you got a tic tac there, I think.
So what happens if you send an email to 20meg feedback at hotmail.co.uk?
Mary, I mean Debbie, please deal with him. She's starting to push me over the edge.
Give him a slap, Debbie. If we're not doing next week, it's 2 weeks' time. That's the bank holiday Sunday, isn't it?
Is it?
It will be.
I have no idea.
I didn't know they had bank holidays on Sundays here in Great Britain.
No, well, I mean, hang on a minute. So, hang on. What date? We're now at the 19th of April, aren't we?
Yeah, we were last time I looked, yes.
So, yes, it will actually be the Sunday of the bank holiday weekend, won't it?
Yeah, it doesn't affect me anyway. I'm not doing anything.
That's what I wondered. Is it going to, you know, because your work patterns will affect you?
I'll still be working, if that's what you mean.
Say again?
I'll still be working on the Sunday, if that's what you mean.
I just wondered, because it's a bank holiday, whether it affected your work patterns either of you, so, but obviously not then.
No, I'm all right. I'm working that Sunday, but so only till 4.
I'm working that Sunday until 5.
I can definitely do that then, because the management will give you permission, because he's a bit narked about the fact me missing Sunday night dinners.
Yeah. Stop eating plastic.
I'm not.
Sorry, the cat.
Stop eating plastic. That's a gorger, that one.
There's nothing new for, on whowon.co.uk from last week. We got the 500-piece jigsaw, which looks really cool. Charlotte Pollard CD, which is 30 quid, so there must be quite a few stories on there. The Dalek bowl and Dalek plate that I alluded to last week. Of course, you can get Doctor Who magazine. That both versions, the one I spoke about a few moments ago, and the normal magazine number 485. Yes, I was talking earlier on about getting people to actually contribute to the show. If you want to do what Jeff Waddle did, just say a couple of words, do it, just send it in, say something, I'll read it out, it doesn't matter, just send something in, for goodness sake. Sitting here for 2 hours, wondering if there's anybody out there. Wondering if the figures are lying on Podbean, which they could well be.
One million people listen to us, mate.
Come on, that's over 5 years,
Andy. That's still a million people. Come on, that's not bad going.
Yeah, but some of them are the same people. It'll be the same, like counting you 250 times.
Yeah, because I actually do listen to it, yeah.
There have been times where I've downloaded the same episode multiple times because I wanted to go back and listen.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was on 1,000 the other day, so, you know, there you go.
Yes. So yes, please do contribute.
Well, perhaps we should say, okay, right. Anyone who's listening to this show tonight, just go onto the Facebook page and say, I listen to the show. Let's see how many people actually listen to it.
Yeah, and we'll get nothing back as per usual.
No, well, Jeff Waddle have listened to it, won't he? Jeff will listen to it.
Easier, because I won't see that. Try just sending an email to 20mb.feedback@gmail.com or just PM any of us in the team.
Let's see how many people. Go, if you've listened to the show tonight, Facebook us, PM us, whatever,
or morning because they tend to be released in the morning
or any time really.
Yeah. Go, let's see how many people actually listen to this show, or are we just talking to ourselves?
or of all the listeners currently on the show now?
Probably.
Just the four of us.
We'll just PM ourselves.
Yeah, we will. Yes.
Reese no longer listens, does he?
Good. That means we can slag him off. I never liked that bloke Roberts. Anyway.
Robert. I've met you, Robert. Come on. You can do it.
We're just having a good time talking to one another and hoping somebody out there is listening, but we don't know.
Of course they're listening.
Okay. So when are we recording again? People.
2 weeks' time.
Yeah, 2 weeks' time. Two weeks to send
Sunday. Sunday.
We've got the quiet listeners who sort of occasionally give
Sunday
me a lot.
Sunday, 8 o'clock.
Can I mention one of our quiet listeners who doesn't say
no? Yeah, Sunday, 8 o'clock.
What do you mean, no?
3 o'clock.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
3 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
3 p.m. our time.
Right. Yeah. Okay, no, we're at 3 p.m. our time. I'll so let you talk amongst yourselves for a bit. That will be 10 o'clock in the morning for you in Kirby.
That would...
No, I'll be at work.
What, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 10 o'clock in the morning?
Both.
Well, 10 o'clock in the morning I'll be at church because I'm
what
a church.
What are you lot talking about?
We're talking May 3rd.
10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, I will be outside the church door getting people in because I'm a church warden.
Right.
That's what I'll be doing.
Get in the church now!
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I bring you hellfire!
Right, I'm at work on the 3rd of May, if that's what you're talking about, so I can't do the show until the evening because I'm at work. But
8 o'clock in the evening, we said that already.
So what are you going on about?
I don't know, his Kirby was banging about 3 o'clock for some reason. I don't know why.
Tell him to shut up. Right then, I wanted to mention some of the people that listen to the show very quietly. Because I think deserve...
How do you listen quietly?
I know they listen to the show because they occasionally...
How do you listen quietly?
You just shut up and listen, unlike you lot.
Breathe heavily.
But presumably when you're listening, you don't talk. Because if you're talking, we're listening, no one's going to hear you.
Shut up. Right. Regular listeners to the show that sometimes do or don't actually make themselves known are Chuck Gears. I know he listens to the show. I know Dr. Phil listens to the show.
Yeah, he hasn't sent anything in.
He listens. Patrick Bishop listens.
Yeah.
Mm.
Billy.
And obviously, apparently, somebody always tweets us on Twitter. And says excellent podcasts. I can't remember.
Well, Ian does and Billy does, don't they? They both listen.
Yeah. Ian and Billy, yeah. Yes, indeed.
What happened to Jim the Fish? What happened to Jim the Fish?
He became a whale.
Oh, right, okay. Before I got joined...
Jeff Waddle listens to the show. Well, mind you, he sent some feedback in, so it doesn't count, does it? Yeah, Karen. Glade Packer used to listen to the show in the early days.
Yeah.
I'm just going down for the list of members of the group to see if I can spot anybody that I know listens. Adam Saunders used to listen to the show, then he didn't, then he did again.
Well, I'll get Tim to listen to the show, because I went in his show, so I'll get him to listen.
Will you?
Yeah. I'll give him a slap otherwise.
Okay. Debbie Melrose, no, she doesn't listen, she just appears on it. That's what Ben... Remember Ben Shoveler? He used to do that. He used to appear on the show and never listen to it. That's what Debbie did. For some reason, that's the end of my list. That doesn't seem like 431.
No.
What have I only got?
Does Alpha Debbie ever listen?
Only when it's on in the car and she's got no choice, but generally no. If it's on in the car, she'll swear at me and tell me to turn it off. I'm not listening to that something or other, she says. I can't quite think. Written the sentences. Yeah, so essentially I'm just trying to clutch at listeners and say, send in a message, just say hi. Then I can have a section on the show.
Let's see how many people actually listen to us this week.
Yeah, well, I can have a section on the show next week. Say people who...
I know someone else who listens. Who? Dinos Daniel in Australia.
Listens. Sorry, Dinos. I know you listen. But yeah, I'll just send in a hi and I'll say, we had highs back from people who allegedly listened to the show. And we can give them mention. Mind you, if you don't want to be mentioned, then it might not work.
We'll work it out. We'll see. Let's see.
Some people listen in family groups. And that'll whack up the listenership.
Okay.
Yeah, they can email and say, I listen, but I don't want my name mentioned. Yeah. You can do that too.
Okay. Mr. A sent a message in. Yes. Anyway, I bet they're not going to. I've just wasted about 10 minutes of the show begging people to contribute.
Yeah. Don't we sound pathetic?
Hey, it's good fun. Come on, it's fun. This is fun. This is fun.
I just want some proof of the evidence that Podbean provided me with, that there are actual people out there listening to the show. I can't believe you get these podcasts like one of my favourite old shows was Big on the Inside, and they're sort of swamped by emails and things.
Yeah.
I think it might be because they're more intelligent presenters and actually talk about the show a bit more sensibly than we do.
Well, sometimes, though, for like a podcast like Staggering Stories, which gets, I suspect there's more listeners to Staggering Stories than to us, but they often have weeks where they don't get any feedback.
Yeah. That's weeks. We get years.
and often their feedback is from the same people over and over again.
That's not a
problem. Yeah, same with us. You know, we get Ian and Billy, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, it used to be Ian, Billy, and Andy. And that's it.
Instead of no feedback from me this week.
Mm. Yeah, why did we have no feedback from you?
Hey, Debbie.
I never got a chance to watch it.
Did your dad still listen to the show?
My dad says he does, he doesn't ever want to come on for some reason.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as he's listening, that's the main thing. Hello, Debbie's dad.
Master?
Yes?
On a completely different subject, if I may, but considering the future, we're obviously we have 2 weeks for the Crusade. I'm not for the Crusade, for Web Planet. The Crusade being lost, I will post on the Facebook page some places to see reconstructions.
That would be good.
Get reconstructions.
That would be good.
Although two of the episodes, and Andy, you were wrong, it's two episodes, not one, that still exist. Those are on the First Doctor Lost Years, I believe.
Yeah.
DVD.
No, thanks for that, because I've forgotten where they were. I was going to just try hunting for them. Yeah, Lost Years. There's a couple of them, the Lost Years 1 or something like that, isn't it?
Now, Wikipedia says that that they also have the soundtrack for the two other episodes also on that DVD, but I don't recall that, but it's been a long time since
The soundtrack's definitely available. Yes, I've actually got the CD of it.
Well, I mean, on that DVD. Wikipedia says it's on that DVD. I don't remember that, but it's been ages since I've even pulled that particular DVD out.
I'm glad you mentioned that, that it's on that, so it helps people find it. But yes, please do that. It will help me.
There are loose cannon versions are out there on both YouTube, on YouTube and Dailymotion.
Yeah, but there's only two episodes to watch in a reconstructed form.
Yeah, but people will also, if they're doing it that way, they'll also probably, if they don't have the DVD, they'll need a way to.
Yeah, absolutely. But with a two-week gap, that's a great idea. Thank you, Kirby. Yeah, he's come up with a great idea. That's got to be worth a. Back up.
Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing.
Ain't nothing. Yes, that's right.
Psych. Anyway, planning a little bit further ahead. What day is your day off in the week, Debbie?
What, this week coming?
No, generally.
Generally, at the moment, is Monday.
What?
Yeah.
What, used to be
Tuesday?
Well,
that's the next couple of weeks, and then it'll be something else, and then it'll be something else.
Well, I was hoping it was Tuesdays, because it used to be Tuesdays.
Well, Tuesdays, I tend to start work at 1, so it's still doable.
Oh, cool. Because on Tuesday, May the 12th, there's two reasons to celebrate. Well, one and a half reasons to celebrate. The half a reason to celebrate is my 49th birthday. The one complete reason to celebrate is that it's the podcast's 5th birthday.
Yay!
So I expect us to record on that day rather than on the Sunday that particular
week. I'll have to try and take a day off work then.
What's the day?
Planning ahead. Tuesday, the 12th of May.
12th of May, right. I was going to work at home that day and shirk from
home. I've given you enough notice to give your employers, yes. But that would have to be a morning recording.
It's your tax pay. Your taxes that will pay for it, you realise.
My taxes?
Don't.
I don't have any taxes.
No, your taxes. Cause
that's what I said, my taxes.
You're paying my wages, you are.
Good grief. Okay. Everybody's writing it down in their diaries. It'll probably be...
No, I'm putting it into Google Calendar.
What? Why?
May 12th. So hang on, so we're going to do 2 weeks' time Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then it'll be probably. Well, we'll decide the in between date. But I want to record whatever happens on the 12th. Of, what do you mean the 11th? Tuesday the 12th. Yes.
Can we do June the 14th then, Isle of Wight? Because that's my 50th.
June 14th.
June the 14th, it's a Sunday. We're at the Isle of Wight Festival because that's what Dawn's taking me to.
Can I just point out something? I finish work at 5 on that day, and when I get to the festival, I'll be aiming to find She Who Must Be Obeyed and then trying to find a decent enough spot to watch one of my favourite bands of all time, Fleetwood Mac.
You've got to find Andy as well.
Yeah.
I think Deb might get a bit cross if I've prioritised finding Andy when I could really find Andy on the Saturday.
Whoops, accidentally, I bumped into Andy.
Well, I'm quite big. I mean, there's quite a lot of me.
I'm fairly noticeable on the Saturday.
Somehow. And also, Dawn will be fairly noticeable because she'll be 6 months pregnant by then as well.
Mm. You work Saturdays, don't you, Debbie?
Occasionally, yeah.
That's a shame. I thought we could all try and find Andy before the festival gets going on Saturday.
It's occasionally. I don't know that far ahead. That's
we'll work something out. We'll work something out, folks. Yeah.
So then
we booked that hotel on the Sunday night now, so we're staying there on the Sunday night.
Anyway. Right then, so that's it for a couple of weeks.
Master contingent of the 20 megabyte.
Yes.
Unless I get to meet more people, that means I'll have now that if I meet the pair of you, I'll have met three of my fellow podcasters.
Yay. Yes, indeed. You were saying, Kirby.
Didn't you come over to the States last year?
We did. We came over last year, and unfortunately, we couldn't meet up with you two because we were in different parts of the country. Because apparently, America's quite big. Apparently,
Is it?
Apparently so. Oh, yes.
Master.
Yes.
I met Robert.
If you have any more video of that amusement park, I wouldn't mind seeing it. I enjoyed what you put out there.
There's a longer version which has more family orientated stuff on it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's basically. So I took out most of the family orientated stuff and just what's there rather than shots of
I still can't believe they were going down that water slide with jackets on. But don't you get wet and cold?
Well, it was actually quite hot that day. But yeah,
why were they wearing jackets?
Because they didn't want to be wet all day, perhaps.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, right. So until a couple of weeks' time, where we'll be looking at bloody planet. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the show. If
it's
indeed
awful,
you are,
it's dreadful. Do we have to, please, Adam?
Yes, we have to.
Oh God.
Yes, Kirby and I haven't done it yet, so we've got.
You
to.
Don't want. You don't want to. You don't want to. You don't want to.
Wait, if I have to sit through the gunfighters again, you have to sit through the web planet.
Yes, thank you, Mary. I agree.
Mary, have you seen the web planet?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
Okay. And it's dreadful, isn't it, Mary?
Yes, it is.
Review.
Thank you. It's awful. It's absolutely
Shut
awful.
Shut up, Andy.
Right. I don't know. I'd watch it again before I'd watch the gunfighters.
Oh, God, no. I'd watch the
gunfighters. I love the gunfighters.
I'd watch the gunfighters again.
Shut up. Anyway, until 2 weeks' time when... I've already said that bit. Thank you for listening to the show, if indeed you are.
And post Hello on Facebook if you listen there. To us. Post on Facebook. Tell us if you listen.
I need another can of Stella. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Fancy Pants.
Be seeing you.
Bye.
I was waiting for that.
Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APB Services production and of a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.